But now I see. Amen. It's good to see each one of you out this morning for the services. If you'd like to turn in your scriptures to Revelation 8:1, we'll just read one verse of scripture. Now, if you get cool or anything this morning, turn the heat on and all. I turned them off while ago after I got the building a little bit warm. If you get cool, turn them on, make yourself comfortable and all. And you have to get on to Brother Woodby after the services because he come down. And I was wanting him to speak for us at least this morning. I wanted him to speak both of them, but he didn't want to speak. So I understand that sometimes because I've been in that place myself that I didn't want to speak. I just wanted to sit and listen. But if you don't enjoy the message this morning, then you beat on him. Don't beat on me. Just go after him and I'll have services over with. And Lord willing, Brother Hansus will be speaking for us tonight. So just pray for him this afternoon and pray one for another. Let's read Revelation 8:1. This for our scripture this morning. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Father, we thank you for a time of gathering. We pray, Lord, this day that you would just come among us here and that you'd speak to us, give us understanding. Bless the speaker and bless the listeners, Lord. May we all be one together in you. Lift us up and show us thyself, Lord, that we may walk in the word. Teach us to wait on you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I've tried now for quite a while to bring a message, and by the Lord's grace, I finished what I had set out to do a long time ago last Sunday. And as I told the church then, I didn't intend to quit preaching. That's not it. I'm just at the place now that I really want to preach on something, some things to try to help the people, you know, and go on. It's when you come to the end of all things, the seventh seal's the end of all things, the seventh seal won't start nothing. It don't start anything or anything like that, but the Lord himself comes on the scene. Then he can do what he wants to. See, then he can bring a message because the church has got to catch it. Just because I'd say that I hope you understood what I done with last Sunday with Brother Branham and speaking about how that he, you know, he came a certain way. And then he'd say, well, the Lord's here. He'd speak about him being there. He'd say, the Lord's here today. Well, see, he was to him, but now he wasn't to me because I wasn't even there at that time. But see, I can say now myself that the Lord's here today because I believe that in the message, at least the revelation to me, that my revelation has attained unto the place that I can say the Lord's here today. See, because I can say it by revelation, not by, I can't say it by Brother Branham's revelation. That's what I want to speak on this morning, just for a minute, for us to look at something of like the seventh seal. How can you see it? But just write down personal revelation if you want to, or my personal revelation. Because that's what I want you to think on is your revelation. I want you to think about what you see. Because if you can't see God in what you see, it won't do you a bit of good to try to see it in what Brother Branham saw. Watch that now in the message. It won't do that. It won't help you at all what Brother Branham saw unless he can help you see something about God in your own life. I see, that's the only way I can see it. That's the only way that I can come down to the place that I did in the message. Now, I'm not saying this in a state of exalted or anything else, but just telling the truth, the tapes are there. If you want to take them and listen to them, and I told the church maybe it would be best that they went back and listened to them because I kept saying along this last time preaching the seals, and you that heard them know that I said it, I kept saying every once in a while, I said, Don't lose this now. I'm doing something purposely. I'm trying to do something, and I'm trying to tell you that something's going on. I kept trying to tell it, kept trying to say it, going over it, and I'd go over it, and I'd say it maybe every two or three sermons. I'd come back, and I'd say again. I said, now, don't miss this. And I told you what it was at the end of the message. I told you that we looked at the message like Brother Branham did and saw what he saw and how that he come down to the end of it. And when he come to the end of his message, he was standing there that seven thunders had sounded unto him that week. And he said, I've done right on the lice. Now, you could think what you want to anybody listening to me. I didn't mean to copy Brother Branham or anything like that. It just telling you what was in me. Brother Branham come right down to the end of it, and when he got to the end of it, he said, I've done the best I can do. He said, now the tapes is in your hands. You have them. You can listen to them. Well, that's 20 years ago. He said, you can have the tapes. You can listen to them. He said, I've done the best I can do. And when he ended up the service, he said, I want to pray for you that you don't form cults and clans and things like that around what he had said. Well, see, I felt the same identical way last Sunday night, that I had come down and done what I come for. I believe that was my purpose when I set out, because I've always believed, and from what Brother Woodby preached on the seventh seal, how you'd see your own self and the things like that, I began to see that my ministry was to come and to bring those seals the way I brought them. That was my ministry. I believe that. That's what I believe now. See, you can believe what you want to, but that's what I believe. I believe the Lord sent me to bring that away. And when I delivered my message, now see, my message that way is delivered. That don't mean I quit preaching or not closing the doors of the church or doing anything. I just delivered my message. All right, then whatever comes from that. Now see, the tapes are there. You have them. We've made tapes and made sure that we've kept a copy of them. Some have said they wanted to hear them, and we're going to try our best to get them a copy of the tapes and things where they can listen to them, because I wish the people would listen to them and check it out. Because if I'm wrong, I wish they'd listen. See, they could help me if I'm wrong. But if I'm right, I believe it'll help them. And I wish they'd listen to them and then come and tell me if I was wrong. See, that'd help me. Because I'm concerned in this thing. That's why I'm talking about my own personal revelation this morning and your own personal revelation. But when we saw Brother Branham come down to it, what did he say that seventh seal was? He said, have you noticed the mysterious part of this week? We've tried always to explain to the people to where that they could see that there was one blast of thunder in the Bible, and then seven seals broke, and then there was one blast of thunder out there in Tucson, Arizona, and the prophet wouldn't told anything out there other than go back to Jeffersonville. See, people think he was taken up and showed things. He come back to Jeffersonville. He said, I do not know what that first seal is. But then on Standing in the Gap, page 20, he said the angel of the Lord came to him daily there in the room, or that one day, and brought the first seal, and he said all the rest come out the same way. Well, see, then we know that the angel of the Lord, that's what we was covering last week, the angel of the Lord was coming there bringing him the message that week. But see, it was just a week to him. But I kept trying to tell you that something was going on that I was bringing every seal, because the seventh seal is the end of all things. And I kept trying to tell you that I was bringing every seal to an end. Now, you that know heard the tapes know, I kept saying that. I kept saying, now I'm bringing this seal to an end. And I even spoke of it in the minister's meeting. I said, when you come to the end of the Antichrist, then you make the false prophet. And then you come to the end of the false prophet, it'll go into the third stage. When you come to the end of the third stage, it turns into the beast. I kept trying to tell that. See, where that you'd see what was going on, but nobody didn't come to me and say, Brother Dale, we know them seven thunders is what's sounding to you all this time. Maybe some of you knew that's what it was. I talked with Brother Woodby personally about it on some things down through there. Maybe Brother Hantus along the way, and I was trying to tell them, you know, and I believe that some saw it. But the basis of it didn't see what I was doing. I was preaching the revelation of the seven thunders as it come down to me, that each seal as it come to an end, there's your voice of God showing that it was at an end. Well, it took me a couple of years to do it, see, because I'm slow. Brother Branham preached it, see, in 7 days, and that was the voice of the Lord speaking through him. But he brought every seal down to an end as he'd bring. Read your seal book. Every seal come to an end. When he come to the end of one thing, another one would appear. See? Restoration of the Word. When that comes to an end, what have you got? You got a rapture coming on the fourth seal. And see, things like that, I was bringing it all the way down to an end. Kept saying, I don't miss it. I'm trying to tell you something. Well, Brother Branham, all the way through the seal book, he kept trying to say over and over. He said, now something's going on. And he said, I just wanted to try you one time to see if you'd catch what was going on. And he said, nobody hadn't done it. All right, when he got up to the end of his, when he got up to the sixth seal, on page 458, you remember last Sunday what we were talking about? On 458 of the questions and answers, when he got up to that place, he said, I know you're not getting it. See, he knew right then that they wasn't getting what was going on, and he just told them. Let's just read that. To me, it's a point worth bearing in mind to just think about what the prophet was saying and watch what he says about it now. 458 of the seal book. I know you that heard me last week, just bear with it a minute because I'm wanting you to see something and then we'll just run through the message. But he says on 458, and then also, this is on the questions and answers, he says back on 442 of the sixth seal, watch what he says about it here on 442 of the sixth seal. The Lord willing, tomorrow night, which that was the sixth seal, and tomorrow night, see, would have been the seventh seal. I want to show you a mystery that's been going on all the time right here in this meeting. I doubt very much whether you've seen it or not. What's took place, it's been something that's laid right before you here, and I watched each night for you to rise, for somebody, watched each night for it to rise, for somebody to say, I see it, don't turn it away, he said, please. See, he knew there something was going on. Then when he gets on the questions and answers, right at the very beginning of it, it's the second page of the questions and answers, he says, I know that right among you things are happening. See, I know you don't see it. See, I'm positive you don't see it. You say, Brother Branham, that's a hard thing for you to say that. Listen to him. I know it, but let me just say this now. He said, I know. He said, you say that's a hard thing for you to say. Well, do you realize what the prophet was saying there now? Those people every night when he'd preach that, them seals to them and preaching down through the message while they were screaming and hollering, glory, hallelujah, we see it, Brother Branham. We know it. We see it. We believe it. You could hear, especially one brother, you know, you could hear his voice above everybody else. We believe it. You know, not making fun of his voice, but you could hear him. You know, everybody was saying amen. And, oh, we've enjoyed the message that's being brought. And then the prophet walks out and says, hey, look, all that shouting and glory, hallelujah that you've been doing all this week, you still don't know what's going on. Amen. Now, wasn't that what he was saying? He said, after all of your amening and agreeing with me and saying you believe it, you're believing certain things. You're catching on to it. You're beginning to see what's going on. But you don't really see what's going on. You don't really catch what's happening. Because something's happening. And watch what he says about it now. Let me just say this now. I suppose it's just tapes for yourselves and so forth. Let me say this, that you don't get it, see, and you're not supposed to get it, so don't try to interpret anything. Don't try to put your interpretation to it. You only get further away. He goes on down to the bottom of the page. He said, you're conscious that something mysterious is happening. It's happening, and I know what it is. He said, it's not me or anything. He said, it's by the grace of the Lord. And he said, it's gone for right now, and there's not a way in the world for you to see it. Now, do you believe, I asked a question the other day to a brother, do you believe Brother Branham would hide something from you? Now, do you believe Brother Branham would hide something from the people? See, we would quote, and we'd say, well, Brother Dale, I know. He said, I'll tell you everything. All right, then what was the prophet doing? Now, listen, seriously. What was he doing when he preached the seventh seal and would not release the original comments? I mean, the original seventh seal. What was that prophet doing? I spoke a little bit about it in the ministers' meetings this last time. What was he doing when that prophet preached, and anybody that knows him, the seal book knows that you go over in the seal book and Brother Branham preached the seventh seal straight through. Then there's a page 574, he says, comments made by Brother Branham. Anybody that knows, if you don't know it, then you better ought to go back and check your seal book. Because on page 559, Brother Branham preached the whole message through. Now, get me right. He preached the message through to the people. He didn't hide nothing from nobody. But he said, you're not getting what's going on. That's the reason I read that. He said, you're not getting what's going on. So he went home or somewhere, and he made comments. And the original, the one that was released first went up to page 559. Check your tape if you've got it. If you don't, I think we've got one at home that goes that way. It comes up to page 559 in the seal book, stops, and jumps over to 574 and makes the comments, and he released that. That was the way it was released originally, first, you know. Because on page 559, it says, on April the 10th, 1966, Brother Brown died in 65. A decision was made by the board of the Branham Tabernacle to release the remaining portion of this message. The portion that was released originally is found on page 574, because they've got page 550-something, because they've just got the one individual little book. But it was released on 574. See, Brother Branham wasn't withholding something. He preached the message, but he said, you're not getting it. But on that original, he told you what it was. Then when he got to the comments, he says this. Says, the seven thunders in heaven will unfold the mystery. It'll be right at the coming of Christ, because Christ said no one knew when he would return. That's 575 on the comments. Nobody knows when he's coming, but there'll be seven voices of these seven thunders that will reveal the great revelation at that time. Now, what does that time mean? The time for you to get it. See, he's saying in the seal book that you're not getting what's going on. But he said right around the coming of the Lord, you'll get it. You see what the prophet said? Right around the coming of the Lord, you'll be able to get it. Now, how are we going to get it then? Now, that's what I believe he was talking about. Now, I may be wrong. If I am, come and show me then. But back it up with the message. And don't just walk up and say, Brother Dale, I don't agree with that. If I don't agree with you, I'll tell you why I don't agree with you. See, I won't just say I don't agree with you. I'll put it in words, and I'll sure bring my books with me to try to help you to see what I'm talking about. But the prophet said we wasn't getting what was going on, and he said, you're not supposed to get it. He said, it's gone from you, and there's no way in the world for you to know it. All right, then he says right around the coming of the Lord that you would know it. Now, how are we going to get it then? Well, Brother Dale, what it was, it got lost back there, and we happened to stumble over it over here. Well, you don't even hear people talking about it. They have no concern with why the prophet would do the way he done. They have no concern about what he done of releasing comments, and the later would be released at a different time. They don't even, that's no concern to them. I've never heard them talk about it. You've traveled around. Have you ever heard them talk about how that, some of you have, Brother Hampton and them, you heard them talk about that Brother Branham made the comments and released that and held something that he wasn't even going to release? You ever heard him talk about those things? He's shaking his head no. So, see, to me, that's a vital point, because that gets the message down then, that where people talk about all of these great things, and I was sitting back there in the back room thinking about what I preached last Sunday. You remember last Sunday how that I trying to show how that the seals didn't break in 1963. They broke 2,000 years ago, and glory to John. And it didn't have to come over here to Brother Branham and be broke again. Where did they get sealed back up? And the Lamb had to be there to break them again. They didn't get sealed back up. The seventh seal, it says here in the Bible, Revelation 8:1, and when he had opened the seventh seal, you know what everybody thinks? They think that happened in 1963, and then they get that great revelation of 20 years from 63 to 83 or something like that, you know, and boy, they've got it down to 20 years. You don't even read what the prophet said. You figure your mathematics, but I figure his. I'll show you in the seal book where he said that
the Lord Jesus will be here in about 3 minutes. And he said 3 minutes in God's time. He figured that out, and when it come out to it, and I got through calculating what he was talking about, that was 300 years. Because he figured a minute to be down to 30 years. Now you can't figure his figures. What I said, you figure your way, I'm figuring his way, I'll just stay with what he said. I might be an idiot for taking it that way, but I'll stay with what he said. He said 1 minute in God's time was about 10 years. Because he said 3 minutes was about 30 years. Now I'll show it to you in the seal book where he's talking about. Well then if 1 minute was 10 years, then 30 minutes silence in heaven for a space of half hour would be 300 years. And see that, why not just leave it like it is? The seal broke in glory 2,000 years ago and just leave it like it is. We don't have to have some kind of something come down in the last days. To do that, it was already done and the prophet preached to it. Now, it wasn't revealed 2,000 years ago in glory. That was what was held. It was not revealed there because there's no symbol put there or anything. When the Lamb broke it, it was just not put in nothing. It was just, but everybody wants Brother Branham to do such great things when Brother Branham said he didn't do that. He wasn't the Lamb that took the book and broke the seals. See, that wasn't him. The Lord Jesus Christ. If that was him, then that would be deity. I'll find you a quotation where he said he took the book and broke the seal. You believe I can find where Brother Branham said he took the book and broke the seal? I know where it's at because the brother brought it to my attention one time. It's on Souls in Prison. He talks about the Lamb taking the book. He said, I'm the one that did it. That brother said, look at that. He said he done it. I said, you ain't even getting a point. He's speaking in the first person. He ain't the Lamb. Listen, my revelation. If I know what the thunder is, it'll have to fit the scriptures. Because the prophet said that on 284 of questions and answers, 284 on the seal book. He said, if anybody thinks they have those thunders, said it'll have to be thus saith the Lord from the scripture, have to fit the scriptures. See, it can't be something outside of that. But now listen, he said the seventh seal was spoke of from Genesis. That's 536 of the seal book. He said the seventh seal was spoke of from Genesis. All right, then if what we see, it's got to compare with every scripture in the Bible. If what I see about the seventh seal, it's got to compare with every scripture in the Bible. Amen. Sure. But now I ask you the question, how can we see it? How can I see the seventh seal? If Brother Branham said it's gone from you there, and he's not here now in person to preach it unto us for us to get it, how are we going to get it now? What the Bible say now? Thou hast left the wells of living water and dug for yourselves cisterns. Now ain't that what it said? That might not be exactly word for word of Scripture, but you know that's paraphrased close enough. That you've left the wells of living water and dug for yourselves cisterns. Because how are you going to see it? The Bible tells you how you can see it. That was why that the other week I put it personal to you about how the people will talk about Brother Branham, you know. Boy, I disbelieve the message. And I quoted you a scripture. They say, I believe the message. Well, I can prove to you that the message didn't begin until the seals was preached. That was Brother Branham's message. The other was already in this Bible that he had to do a work of restoration to bring us back to that. See, that was already there. His message begun in the seals. See, that's the end time message was to be brought, was the seals. And people think they know what they say. I just believe the message. Well, then you'd have to believe what the seals are then. Now, if that be true, then let's look at the scripture and see now. This will be the only way that I know that me and you will ever get it. The only way we'll ever get what that seventh seal is has to be in the Scriptures. Because we can't go outside of it and claim some great revelation or some something. Let's just look at Romans 10 and let's just see how we get it. 10 and verse 13. That's why I asked the question. That's why I said that a week or so ago when I was preaching about it. And I said, people say that they know what the message is. And you remember I quoted this scripture. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now watch how Paul starts it off. Verse 14, how then shall they call on him they have not believed, in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? Now you tell me you believe the message. If you haven't heard the seals preached in its correct order, you can't tell me you believe the message. Now don't even do that, see? I'm beyond childish stages. If you can't tell me what the seals are, I don't know whether or not you know the message. Well, I said it's my own personal revelation. But if you can't tell me what the prophet taught in the seals, then if you can't tell me how, and now I'm done, the background I read to you was, in this book, he said it's gone from you and you can't get it. Now, did I read it? See, he said it's gone from you and you can't get it. Then if we're going to get it, there's got to be a scriptural way for getting it. See, then it would... I read to you now, I didn't leave you off out on a limb somewhere. If you listen real careful the way I do things, I have to do it the way I do it. I'm just that way. I read to you that Brother Branham quoted it to you, that read it right out of the seal book, that right around the coming of the Lord we'd get it. Because he said it's gone from you what's been going on this week. You can't see what's been going on. You can't see what's happened. You don't see that the angel of the Lord's been bringing me the message here this week. And that is the voice of the Lord, which is the thunders coming to me this week. He said, that's gone from you. But said, right around the coming of the Lord, there'll be seven voices of those seven thunders. Well, all right, then right around the coming of the Lord, that's what we look for. But the only way we can get it, now the prophet's not here to bring it. See, that's why people believe the tent vision like they do. Some of you younger ones like Lisa wouldn't even know, but there's people in this message that are looking for Brother Branham to come back, resurrect out of a grave and ride a white horse across the United States and put up a great big tent and preach to the people and tell us what the seven thunders are. Now that's what they're looking for. And then they laugh and make fun of the feller overseas over yonder where they keep a horse standing in front of his grave all the time. Well, now I wouldn't make fun of nobody if I believed that. I'd just say, well, we believe like they believe. We're looking for Brother Branham like they're looking for, who is he? Mohammed, to get up and ride on his horse. See, I look at things scripturally and try to see what the scripture says. All right, now, this is my point. You say, I believe the message. All right, you've got to hear the message first before you believe it. Amen. Because the Bible says, how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? As a woman one time, to show you how that it works, I remember a case in court one time that they had this woman up there and this lawyer, you know how they try to trick them and everything, and she'd tell this story and of what something had happened, something she had witnessed, you know, and when she'd get through, the lawyer'd say, are you done? She'd say, I don't know, ask me some more questions. See, if you ever say I'm done, then they just tell you sit down, you know. It don't matter what you want to say out of then, you can't say nothing else because you're done. She'd say, I don't know, ask him some more questions. When he'd ask her the same question, she'd tell the same story. And then when she'd get through telling the same story, he'd say, are you done? She'd say, I don't know, ask me some more questions. See, if she ever walked down, she couldn't say nothing else. And that lawyer finally just had the judge to tell her, say, well now, if you're finished with your story, would you please walk down? But see, what I'm getting to with that is, you can't believe on something you have not heard. And you don't know whether you believe the message or not until you've heard it. Now, how do you? How would you believe the message if you had never heard it? As I told you one time before about that, I don't know where I believe in Darwin's theory of relativity or how you pronounce that, because I never have heard his theory of relativity. I don't know where I'd believe it or not. Well, see, people's never heard the message the prophet preached, so they don't know whether they believe it or not. That's what I'm driving at. Because the Bible says, how can you believe in whom you have not heard? But now, it doesn't leave you then blank. It doesn't leave you blank there then. You see the background while I'm laying it out. Brother Branham said, it's gone from you in the seal book. He said, there's no way for you to get it. All right, now, we know we've got to get it. See, we've got to get it. All right, then the scriptures would have to tell us how we can get it. All right, Paul starts off telling you, how can you believe in whom you've not heard? He starts off in a good point. If the seventh seal spoke of from Genesis, it'll have to be spoke of in every scripture in the Bible from Genesis, not just one. And we'll get down in a minute and run through some things to just see about it. But now listen to it. And how shall they hear without a what? How can they hear without a old lady society that gets together and figures out what Brother Branham said? Now, I'm not throwing off on women. You get me right. I'm just making the point. How can they hear unless some theologian comes along? Do you know that they honestly said one time they wanted to take Brother Branham's message and all the quotations he made and feed it into a computer and let the computer give them the answer, and they'd take that as a final ultimate? Have you ever heard that? That they'd take Brother Branham's message and feed it into a computer, and, you know, they'd feed in where he said this, and they'd feed in where he said that, and then whatever the computer said, they'd take that as the final. Yeah. Because they got it over yonder sea. They even call that in overseas. They call that computer the beast. They got over there. And just this week, I believe it was, the Lutheran Church, I was telling Brother Woodbin about it the other night, and I just happened to think of it, the Lutheran Church has already agreed with the Catholics on the just shall live by faith, whether or not they live by faith or by works. They haven't brought it down to the people or anybody to vote on or anything, but the theologians and the higher ones that they sent up there, they've been there 5 years. They've already agreed on the infallibility of the Pope, the Holy Eucharist, you know, the communion and taking that. Now they have agreed on the last thing of it, and the last thing was whether a man was saved by faith, as Luther taught it, and faith alone, or whether he's saved by faith plus works like the Catholic teaches. And the Catholic said, we believe that your salvation comes through Jesus Christ. See, they give that much. But what did the Protestants give up? Do you realize that's what brought them out? That's what brought us Protestants out of the Catholic. Now they're going back. The very thing right here, the mark of the beast, on the people. Sure. Taking them and holding them. And people right today in this message, oh, we don't know where we can trust the preachers or not. We'll just believe Brother Branham and the way he said it. And preachers say that. Sure. I know preachers that say that. Why? I don't know whether so-and-so's right. But I just believe what Brother Branham said. Well, now, if Brother Branham preached the seventh seal and it come down and he preached those seals and it come to an end and he come down and those thunders blasted and he knew what that was, if I come down to the same place there, to deny me and reject me would be the same thing as rejecting Brother Branham, because that's the only way I can get it. Now, that's as honest as I can be. That's the only way I can get what I get is from what the prophet said. And my brother's then preaching to me. See, it's not just how can they hear without a preacher, and then us preachers and they that. We don't have to hear nobody. We preachers. We preachers don't have to hear nobody, because it says, how can they hear without a preacher? So I'm glad I'm a preacher. Well, we'll just start women preachers and kid preachers and everybody be preachers. And we'll have Jehovah's Witness out of it then. Because that's what they believe. Everybody's preaching. But now listen, how can they hear without a preacher? There's no way for you to get what the prophet said, because he said it's gone from you. Unless some preacher comes along. Then every preacher has to have preachers they listen to. See, that don't leave nobody out. If they don't hear from God through the preacher, they don't hear either. Oh, I'm a preacher. I get it straight from the Lord. The prophet of God, sit down and listen to other people. Stop your stupidity. The prophet of God listened to other people. See, and he taught the message that way. But listen, now what's the rest of it? And how shall they preach? The preachers now. Except they be sent. Now how can they preach unless they be sent? Now think what you want to. I told you to start with, I was sent to preach a message. It's the only way I can preach my personal revelation to you today. I was sent to bring a message. I've brought it. See, it's left up to you now. I've brought what the Lord sent for me to bring. The rest of it will be clarity, or what you'd want to call it. I don't know how to use the English enough, but it will be in ways of understanding what has already been said. Because that's what I see the prophet when he said it become a brand new book, and he went on preaching the things that he had previously already preached. It was something to explain more to us what those seven seals were and what they had brought, because you can't add one word to it. When he got to the end of the seventh seal, that was the end of it. And on look away to Jesus, he said the message can't go no further. See, it's done when it's staged when it went there with the seven seals. When you preach your message up through the Bible, like the prophet did, and come out to the place that those seals will break to you. I'm talking to preachers now. Then when you preach up to that seventh seal, that's as far as you can go when you get up to what he said about it. From then on, it's personal revelation to you. From then on, it's something that you've got to go on personally. And brother, that puts every one of us in bad shape, then, don't it? Because then we've got to go on what we've got. From now on, it'll be just clearing up things maybe that was misunderstood. Bringing things from the Bible that maybe we hadn't seen like it. You know what I told here a while back? I don't know where I told it to you here at the church or not. Do you know what most people think preaching is? Do you know what most people think Brother Branham done? Oh, ain't it? And I was too, as honest as it could be. Ain't it so great how Brother Branham brought out the walls of Jericho were falling? Well, we preach that in the Baptist. Maybe not, you know, to where we could understand like he did, but we preach that in the Baptist. See, that's not the message. The walls of Jericho falling down is not the message. The message is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The message is the Lord Jesus Christ revealed to you personally in your revelation and what you see. Now let's just think about it. If it comes by a preacher then some preacher would have to come and pick up what the prophet said and preach that to the people. And if a preacher don't have a thought in mind that he's trying to get to that people, he don't know what preaching is then. We went to a supper here this week, you know, trying to sell all this pots and pans, and I enjoyed being there really because the man made some real interesting points about cookware and proved some points about cooking in aluminum and different things, how that it runs the blood cells up into your brain and causes people then to have a 24-hour virus where they're shaking like a leaf. Well, I enjoyed them things. But you know what he was trying to do? He had a point in mind. You know what his point in mind was? To get you to see your cookware wasn't worth 2 cents, and he wanted to sell you one later. Now, that was his point in mind. So he kept on. I don't know what the name of it was, but he kept on, you know, and he'd get everybody to say, we'll call it Tupperware. It wasn't it, but every once in a while, he had a doctor there. He said, you're the doctor now. And every time I say anything that's good doctor-wise, you say Tupperware. And he had a lawyer. See, he had a point in mind. He said, now, lawyer, when I save you, a banker, you know, I save you money, you say Tupperware. Well, he wanted everybody to get saying Tupperware, Tupperware. I can take the same anointing I'm standing here this morning to preach the gospel, and I can sell fried ice cream. You think I can't? I know how it works. I can sell fried ice cream if I want to. I can sell you anything I got. I could sell the Brooklyn Bridge if I wanted to. Because the same anointing right here to preach the gospel, I can take that same anointing and sell a car. That's why I don't deal in that when I'm dealing with anything. My wife says, I don't understand you. She said, you'll just tell people everything. You'll just do it. I do that because I don't want to try to sell them something. I know how to use that anointing. I can sell you anything. You laugh at that if you want to. You'll find out one of these days is right. That's why I just give away what I give. That's why I just make a price and say that's it. And I don't try to build up my product because I can build up my product. I can get you to holler in Tupperware till you want the thing. But I'm in the gospel. I want you to want the gospel for your own private revelation. Because if you don't have it, you'll never see the seventh seal. If you don't have your own revelation, you'll never see the seventh seal. And heaven help the people that say, I don't have no revelation. I just got Brother Branham's revelation. Well, let's see that fit the message now.
Yes.
Amen. It won't fit nowhere. Because everything in the Bible, now listen, the seventh seal is spoke of from Genesis. That means everything in the Bible points at the end. Every scripture, every person, every prophet, every person that ever lived and was recorded in the Bible on the side of Christianity we'll talk about. Not Balaam and Pharaoh and them like that. I ain't talking about them pointing to God. I'm talking about every person in the Bible that was believers pointed to you. Because you are the end of all things. See, everybody in the Bible pointed towards you. Everybody in the Bible spoke of you. If that wouldn't give us faith, I don't know what would. To know that everybody in the Bible pointed to the end time. You say everybody in the Bible pointed to Jesus Christ. We'll get to that off of Christ the Mystery of God Revealed, where Brother Brown said, we're part of the revelation. We're part of the mystery. See, then everything in the Bible now points, watch this point, everything in the Bible points down to the seventh seal. See, in the Bible, Brother Ryan said he spoke of from Genesis, then everybody in the Bible would have to speak of your own private revelation. If you can't compare your revelation with their revelation, then one of you got the wrong one. And I know who I'm going to believe who got the right one. See, if what you believe won't compare with every scripture in the Bible, in every person in the Bible, then I know who I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe what's in the Bible. And I'll show you what I think about your revelations. And that's why I don't believe in two souls and seven thunder virtues and no Holy Ghost and all these kind of doctrines and building up man. When Brother Branham got to that, I've listened to it again this morning. I've listened over and over and over to make sure that I got the right thought. I listened to it again. When Brother Branham come down to the end of that seventh seal, he said, don't you say thank you to no man. He said, cause they ain't none of us worth nothing. He said, we're all sinners saved by grace. See, don't say thank you to no man. Say it, your thank you to God. You don't call man on earth father. That's Catholic. That don't mean you don't go home and call your daddy father now. That's not even talking about that. That's talking about, don't call me father. You can call me your father in the gospel if you want to. That way, that's all right. Because I call Brother Branham my father in the gospel. I call Brother Moat my father in the gospel. But see, just make sure that you get it lined up right. But listen to what the prophet said. Now, if your own life won't come down and reveal what that seventh seal is to you, you cannot get it from somebody else's life. This is page 17 of Feast of the Trumpets. Now, as we see all these patterns, notice, Now these acts, Malachi 4 and all this and Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He remains forever the Word made manifest. That's exactly what He declared the prophets. Now listen. A prophet doesn't only mean a seer, a forth teller. That's what everybody says it means, ain't it? A foreteller or a seer. He says a prophet doesn't only mean a seer or foreteller. It means a revealer of the word that's written in his own life.
Hallelujah.
Now that's what he said it was. He said a prophet was not just a foreteller or a seer, but he was a revealer of the word that was written in his own life. Now you remember me a few weeks ago, you at the church and the ones on tape, you remember me saying that the Lamb breaks the seals? But here stands two prophets in the tribulation, Moses and Elijah, and the prophet of God said they break that seal when they want to. Then that would make them personal with the Lamb. That wouldn't make them the Lamb now, but that would make them so much in contact with the Lamb until the Lamb can tell them when to break it. You remember that in the message? It's not been too long ago that I told you. I said, keep up with that now, because it'll be a great help to you. I'm speaking about prophets. Brother Branham preached the seventh seal to us that had been previously locked up in the Scriptures and hidden there. He could go to Moses to see it spoke of. He could go to Jacob to see it spoke of. He could go to Noah to see it spoke of. But he couldn't speak of it himself until the Lord told him what it was. Then when it did, then he could speak of it in his own life. And you remember I kept saying, I said, Brother Branham spent about 5 minutes talking about what the seventh seal was. He said it's the end of all things. And then he said it's those seven thunders. Said that's what the great mystery is. And then he spent an hour and a half talking about himself. That used to confuse me. Because no man's supposed to exalt himself. I knew that. And the prophet, his own words told me he wasn't supposed to do that. And it looked like he was just putting everything on his own self. No, he was trying to tell us what was in his own life. The only way that a prophet is a seer, a foreteller, a revealer of what's in his own life. The only way I can preach this morning is to preach to you what's in my own life. The only thing you can talk about. You don't know what's in my life. My wife's been with me here longer than any of you, but she don't know what's in my life. She probably have a better idea than most of you and might be able to hit a whole lot better than anybody could guess it, but she still don't know. I'm the only one that knows. I'm the only one that knows what's in my life. And that fourth teller tells what is in his own life. That doesn't make me and you seers. We just tell what's in our own life. A preacher has to preach what's in his life. Now you hear these preachers and listen to them. Oh, God was with Abraham. God walked down through there with Abraham and, oh, Lord, He was just with Abraham. And then it just, oh, ain't it great? We've got the Word. God was with Abraham. Brother Branham didn't do that.
Amen.
Brother Branham told you about Abraham, told you about Jacob, and he told you about Isaiah, he told you about all them. Then he'd tell you about himself. Read the books and see if I'm right or not. He spends more time in these books talking about himself than he does about the Scriptures. What do you think he's doing? He's trying to get you to see the God in his life. What was it was told him to start with? If you can get the people to believe you, not the Scriptures. He didn't say if you can get the people to believe the Scriptures and things. They already claim to believe that. He said if you can get the people to believe you, he said nothing will stand in your way, not even cancer. See, he was a revealer of what was in his own life. It was something personal to him. Now watch, the only way then I can see that seal and it come out right is to look in what was in their lives and what they spoke of, and then if it comes over here in my life, all the way through the scriptures and the prophet and down to me, and then I can see God in my life, working in my life, then I can see that seal. Then I can say even to you children, it wouldn't matter if you're a child. I can preach the gospel to you because you can see God working in your life. Even to these little children here, glory thy being the youngest, I guess, of all that's in here. I can talk to her about Jesus Christ in her life. She can tell me things about God. You say, a little kid? Well, don't the scripture say a child should lead them? A little bitty kid can teach a preacher? If you don't see it that way, you don't see what that seventh seal is. But see, now watch this point now. Watch the point now. You can tell that and people can say, I see God in my life. I followed God, and God led me here, and God led me there, and I know God led me, and not even know nothing about the seals. See, now that would go, that is Antichrist. Because you're not coming according to the Word. I just read to you and proved to you by the Bible and the prophet's message something was locked up and had to be revealed to the church, and it would come through the ministry and come down. Then you'd have to know what the prophet said. Now you just make me exalt if you want to. That's why I offered you the tapes. If you don't know what the seals are, I can stand here and preach the seventh seal this morning, and you can sit there and say, amen, I believe it, I believe it, and I believe it. And after a while I say, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because you have no foundation. The prophet of God stood there and said, you don't see what I'm talking about. Because there hadn't been previously foundation for that point to see it. It was something he was told out there in Tucson, and when he come back, he could not tell them till the week was over. You remember that in the seal book? He could not tell them until it was over with. It's on the seventh seal if you want to read it. But listen, if you don't have a foundation back there in you for something to come forth from, you'll never see the seventh seal. It's got to come forth from every scripture in this Bible. It's got to come from every quotation this prophet made. It's got to come from everything Luther said. Now I'm talking about the truth, you know, and all that. Everything that Wesley said. Everything the Pentecostals taught. Everything Peter, Paul, James, John. It's got to compare with every scripture in the Bible. But to you that have the foundation and have listened, then you can go back down through your life and see that God did bring you right down through there. What kept you from being deceived? This church used to be full. The same people that come to church here was in the message before I ever even was a Christian. The biggest portion of them was already in the message before I was ever a Christian, a lot of them are. But why is it they haven't stayed with it down to this time? You have to make that choice. Ain't none of my business. Why is it that people holler and scream, I believe the message? Everybody that's left here, basically, except about three families that have backslid and gone into the world, the Cunninghams and the Hollands and the Lewises, everybody else that I know of are basically still in churches that believe this message, and this morning they're listening and saying, glory, we believe the message. We believe Brother Brown's message. Amen. What would happen if I went to him and said, you don't know what he said? What would happen to those people if I went to them and said, you don't know what he said because you have no foundation to stand on? See, it's my revelation. Listen, the seventh seal can only be based on what has been. Brother Branham, you read it, check it, find out if I'm right. Read the seventh seal 14 million times if you want to. You'll never find him talking about a future event on the seventh seal. Now, he talked about right around the coming of the Lord, the seals will be broke, to, you know, the thunders, the voices will become there. Now, that's there. That's in the comments. Come on over later. Take the original and go through it. He says one time in there that it's not in a cycle yet, and we've got to move into that cycle. But I'm talking about, he didn't talk about the future home. He didn't talk about the tribulation. He didn't talk about the white throne judgment. He didn't talk about those things, did he? He talked about what had already happened. Check your seal book. It's all got to be based on what's happened.
Amen. Amen.
I don't have faith in what tomorrow will be. That has to be whatever God will make it to be. I might not make it there. Now, if it was showed me I'd make it there, then that's all right. But I'm talking about just me standing here. I don't have any faith in tomorrow. I live today. See, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. It doesn't say tomorrow or you can wait till next week and get saved. It says today, this day is the day of salvation. Because it even that song thing about we live one day at a time. See, there's nothing, you don't go that away to look at the seventh seal. You go back to what's already been preached to you. And you see if you can see what's already, by what's already been spoken unto you, then you can see whether you are here now. Now let's just take something else and just show you that it's right. Let's see if it is a personal revelation. Let's just take a little illustration. It's got to be based on what's written in your life. The prophet, I read to you that he was a foreteller of what's in his own life. All right, then the only way I'd know what the seal was for you to tell me was for you to tell me what's in your life. If you can't tell me what's in your life and it come out to the seventh seal, then I'll know that it's not right. See, this, I'll know it because you start telling me that here I was a kid and I was over here a little kid and all at once I jumped over here, you know, and I become a grown-up. Now, I know you don't know what you lived through. I mean, something happened to your mental capacity from the time you was that little baby there in the cradle up to you was 25 years old, you know. But that's what people teach, ain't it? That's basically their teaching. Here I was a Pentecostal, and I come along, and I got Brother Branham's message, you know. And they're ready to go. Well, what about? Well, yeah, the Lord led me. See, if you tell them the things, then they can refer back to you, but that's nothing but a computer. I can go down to Brother Hansen's, take me down to University of Georgia. I wouldn't know how to run it, but he can run in a few things on the computer, and that computer talked back to me. Roberta, we saw her down at the plant the other night. She said, yes, sir. She's been programmed to say that. Somebody made her say that. But the seventh seal has got to be something you see.
Amen.
Not something I see. Don't base it on Noah, Moses, Abraham, Brother Branham, or anything. That's the only way you'll get it is from what they say it. It's the only way you'll know where you're at is what they say it. But then it's got to be in your own life. Now what? Your neighbor can't see God unless he sees him in your life. The people that you're around that are sinners, a sinner can't read this Bible and see God. Or they can read the Bible and see about God. They've heard of God. They've read about Him. You know. But that's a God of yesterday to them. This book was written, you know, a long time ago. The only way anybody will ever see God is see the God that's in your life. Now go out and live like the devil before them and try to tell them about Jesus. I don't blame people for laughing at some people in this message. I don't blame them none whatsoever. Because I don't believe in that garbage stuff myself. The biggest hindrance this message got is the people that's living in it.
Right, amen.
That's the biggest hindrance. There ain't nothing wrong with the message. The message is right. But you go out here and you see these people and them living like the devil and then walk up, oh, I'm a Christian. I've been in the message 20 years, Brother Wood. I know all the quotations. I know what Brother Brown said on every thought, everything. I got it all down. So does Roberta down there at the plant know how to say yes, sir, no, sir. That's what I think about it. Because that's not God. I've said it time and time. If people that claim to be Christians, if God makes them act like they act, I don't want that God now. That's contrary to me. That was contrary to me when I was a Baptist and I wasn't even born again. That was contrary to the first time I met God when I met Him in a Baptist church years ago. When I was about 12, 10 or 12 years old, 11, something like that. That I met God and know there wasn't no three persons or three gods or anything. I knew there was one God then. Because I didn't meet three gods and I didn't meet a person out there. I mean, I just met Him in the pews like any sinner that was coming to the place of you kids, the word that you would see, that's like any of you that's 10, 11 years old and you realize you're a sinner and see that there's a God. I didn't see a person or a great light or any kind of sign. I just saw God standing there. Not in a form or anything. I just saw God. I come face to face with Him. And didn't see no face and didn't feel nothing or anything. I was just a sinner that come face to face with the word that I was a sinner. If you can't see God down through that and bring it down to the seventh seal, you don't know what you're talking about.
Amen.
You can't come out to the right place. People can only see God in what they see in you. My wife the other day said something about it. I said, about churches, you know, some of these churches are just building up and just going and growing. I said, sheep beget sheep, not shepherds. Amen. There ain't no such thing as a shepherd fathering a sheep, are they? It's sheep that beget sheep. It's you that go out there and live before the world that makes them want to see what's going on in this church. It's you that go out there and tell them about the God that meets with us every Sunday. Now, I'm a sheep then when it comes to the member of the body of Christ, then I can go out and help the same way. But see, my problem is I cross things up too much. I say things a little too stern maybe sometimes that would drive people away. Because my part is here. Don't mean I don't go out and work. I go out and talk to people. I've sent more people to Brother Hembry's church down in Atlanta than anybody I guess in the country sent down there to him. You know, people that I introduced the message, they go that away. Because that's what I wanted to do. That's what I do every day. If somebody talk with me about the Lord, I won't talk about it. See, you're living it. You're the church. You're living it. And it's how you live before your neighbors is how they see God. I don't blame a lot of neighbors for not wanting to know God you believe in. Now, wouldn't it be something for some prostitute woman sitting out there with herself naked and all, you know, and smoking her cigarettes and drinking her liquor, and she'd say, oh, I love Jesus. Don't you see the God in my life? Now, you'd know better than that, wouldn't you? Well, just go live like the way you live before the world and let them see what kind of God you got. I don't blame people for not wanting what a lot of people's got. But listen, the only way I can see that the seventh seal is spoke of from Genesis, that if I look in their lives as it come down, I look at their revelation they received for the time they were living, and I see that come down in their lives, and then I look at my own life, and I see it come down. And if it compares, then I know it's right. Now listen, Jesus spoke of what was in His own life. You ministers remember back yonder a long time ago when I was talking about how that those people coming down through there, that they, when they would live out their lives, that God had in His mind before the foundation of the world that He wanted to get Himself to the people. Isn't that what God gave us this Bible for, where He could reveal Himself to the people? Didn't God give us this Bible for that purpose, that He could reveal Himself to the people? You want to read a little while? The Lord wants to reveal himself to the people. What does he do? He tells you about Noah, Adam, Moses, Isaiah. Who's he talking about? Who's he trying to get you to see? He's trying to get you to see him, but who does he talk about? The people that he's living in. All right, then that would come down that the only way that I can talk to you to try to get you to see God is talk to you about what I got in my life. And I want you to have what I've got in my life because I've got the God that was in the Bible in my life. And see, that hurts then when you sit around a group of people that's like in this message. And you hear them, oh, we love the message and we just cherish this message. Ain't it just wonderful the way Brother Branham talked and preached them great things? And you say, brothers or sisters, let me tell you a little bit about the seals. We don't need to know them seals. All we want to do is just know the message. Just believe the message. We don't care about them seals. We don't. If I come to preach them, that's all I can talk about.
Hallelujah.
I can't talk about some other, oh, that's Brother Hantus. He's got what he's got to talk about. Brother Woodby, he's got his way. He's got a deer. God never promised me a deer. He's got a deer that he talked about. He knows the other day that I told him, I said, Brother Woodby, I said, you're anxious to kill that deer, ain't you? He said, yeah. I said, I'm just as anxious to preach a message. And see, he understood what I was talking about. That might sound like, you know, to somebody that hear it, that might sound like it. I just had the message and he didn't have it. He just had a deer. The deer, the message will bring the deer. If he ain't got the message, he don't get the deer. See, I'm telling him that what he sees in that, just go now, Brother Woodby, and preach the message. Just go preach the message. It'll bring the deer. See, because the message, bring the deer don't bring the message. The message will bring the deer. But see, God didn't choose to speak to me that way. He done his through other ways. Other things that he let me go through. But I can see the seventh seal and what he's talking about. Because he knows when he told me the first time about that deer, he knows where I told him where it come from. I knew then it'd be the third pull and that would be the seventh seal. I knew it right to the point. We sat down in the woods talking. I knew right where it was at and everything.
Amen.
He's talking now about how that he'll have to speak before it can come out there. It didn't mean speak him into existence. The deer's already there. And he remembers also, we were sitting on the log down next to the creek one day. I said, Brother Woodby, it might come to the place you'll have to speak it. It'll go across. See, I knew then it was the message. See, his had something to connect it that way. Mine had another way. The Lord had to whoop me for a long time. And bring me to a place that I could stand and say it. But it's here now. See, I don't have to worry about that. See, because it has to come down to your own life. Jesus only spoke of what was in his life. Jesus didn't get up and say, well, we're going to read today about an event that happened a long time ago. There was an Isaiah here that, well, Isaiah said the Spirit of the Lord's upon me. What did Jesus say? He said, I want to tell you about the same God that lived in Isaiah is now living right here. And Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. But I'm telling you this day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm saying this day, this scripture is fulfilled because I am anointed to preach the gospel and go. He could only speak of what was in his life. Read perfect faith. Just read the message, perfect faith. He had faith in not the future. He had faith in what the Word said about him.
Amen.
You cannot have faith in the future. You do not know about the future. Now, we all have faith we'll be changed. We're hoping for that, see, but that's just basically a hope until you can say, I'm changed. That's just basically hope. But faith is present now. Faith is not future or past. It's present right now. It takes the past to bring it to you. But why is it you come here today? Then you can see that seal, as I said, even to the children. Why is it, children, that you're just a little different, maybe, than the next door neighbor's children that's the same age? Why did you come here when others went? Said, well, that's not for me. That's the way they believe, but it's not for me. Well, why did you choose to say it's for me? It had a special ring to it. It's like Brother Ryan said, the old mother eagle went, of course, screaming. Hawks could have hollered all day across her, them little bitty ones, and they wouldn't have said nothing back to her. But when that eagle went screaming across that chicken lot, that little eagle that was born there under a chicken that hatched it out. Do you remember the farmer got the egg, put it under the chicken? She hatched it out because it's just a warm body to hatch it. And that little old eagle, he run around. All he could do is eat in the manure pile like the rest of the little chickens. You know, because he just a chicken, he thought, to start with. But after a while, he began to act a little different, a little funny. First thing you know, here come a mama eagle over the top. So he saw something that he looked like. He saw something up there in the sky that he'd seen a reflection of his own body in a pool of water one day when he's drinking something. He don't look like him other chickens.
Amen.
And he said, Mama, help me. So he just took off. Well, in just a minute, he's soaring with the eagles, not with the chickens no more. See, if you can't see it now, watch David. When David said he'd kill Goliath, what did he base it on?
Amen.
He based it on he'd already killed a bear. He'd already killed a lion. He based what he was fixing to do on what had already happened unto him. See, if the seventh seal spoke of from Genesis, and then that's the way I see it spoke of. I see it speaks of me and you coming down here in the end time to have a faith that will be changed. That's what I see, because Brother Ryan said those thunders will bring rapture and faith. Right, now, that's what I see that it'll be. Then that means David's faith that he saw in his life, that he had conquered the bear, the lion, and the great thing. He had faith in what he had done, and he went out then and conquered what was before him. See, that's what I believe it. There's only one way you can see that seventh seal. You'll have to see it in your own life. Because they ain't no scriptures. They ain't no symbols. You know, written in that Revelation 8:1, there's not a symbol there. There's not a type. There's not a shadow. There's not nothing written there. It just says silence in heaven's face, I have out. You'll only see it in your own life. Now the church is promised, watch. The church is promised in the end time. It's already been spoken. Now I said Jesus done it on what would have been spoken about him. He had confidence. You remember Brother Brown said that when he died, said he was dependent on that one scripture. It said, I'll not leave his soul in hell nor suffer my Holy One to see corruption. He said Jesus died believing that scripture would bring him out. Alright, then it was something that had already been said about him. Something he'd already lived through. The bride has been spoken of throughout the scriptures. The end of time has been spoken of throughout the scriptures that there would be a church and the end time would be changed. The prophet of God spent his time speaking of the church. Pointing to a church. That she'd be the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that she'd have power over Satan, and all the things she'd do. It's already been spoken about us. Well, surely we can take what's been said about us and take in our own lives what we see and face anything that comes. See where I'm putting my whole basis on what's already happened. I'm not preaching that God one of these days will tell me what the thunders are. He's already told me. I've already told you.
Amen.
See, then that away, I base it on that, that down here, here we are at the end. To me, that's the only way you'll see what the seventh seal is. If you don't have the word planted, if you haven't heard the word, how can you call on him that you have not heard? If you don't have it planted, then I don't see how. Now, I'm just talking about myself. I told you my private, my personal revelation, but I'm talking about your personal revelation. I don't see how you can say you come out to the seventh seal if you don't know what the six seals are. And I don't mean, now listen, I don't mean Myron and Chris has got to know what Brother Woodby knows about him or what I know about him or Brother Tatum or anything. Now, we know better than that, don't we? I don't mean you've got to know what I know about the seals before you can have the seventh seal. I'm not talking about that. I made myself clear that I could talk to Glory about it and she could see it. Now, did I make myself clear when I said I can talk to her and she can see Christ and know that God has helped her and guided her? Well, then it don't mean she's got to know all these seals and what a seal is and what a thunder is and what a trumpet is, man. But she's got to know what she's got to know, and the only way I know she can get that is some preacher to tell her. Because the prophet said it was sealed up in here. See, now I can preach the seals from anywhere, any scripture you want to read. I can preach the seventh seal. You just read the scripture and I'll start. It wouldn't make any difference. See, because I see it in the whole Bible. It doesn't make any difference. Now I can preach what I've always wanted to preach. And then you'll see what it is. Because from a long time ago, I saw Jesus standing there as God in human flesh. He preached six seals, and was the seventh standing right there. And that's what I see about a church. I see you that when you see six seals, I said like Glory now, from her up to where that anybody would be, when you see it and see what it is, then there's your seventh. See, when you see what it is, see, then you'll see the seventh. Because it'll bring something to you. It's spoken of from Genesis. Now listen, in your own life. It's spoken of from Genesis in your own life. Didn't Brother Brown say we're supposed to be able to put ourselves back under Scripture? Didn't he say we crossed the Delaware with George Washington? He said, as an American, I was there when he raised the flag on Iwo Jima. Then I was there with Abraham. Amen. I was there with David. I was there with all those in the Scripture. Because I can relate myself to them. I was there when Jesus walked the shores of Galilee. Now read the prophet's message and see if he didn't tell you that. Didn't he say we walked with Jesus on the shores of Galilee? Didn't he say we was in him until they pierced his side? And he said then when the water and the blood came out, he said it came out showing that his heart was broken. He said the church then was taken from his side. Now how could Peter be in Jesus when he's walking with him? I'm not talking about my corporal self. I'm not talking about anything like that. I'm not talking about me like this. Anything you're looking at or could see, smell, hear, feel, or anything. Or even something you could imagine, memory, conscience, reason, and affections about. See, I could die today and tomorrow you could have affections and all that thing like that and remembrance of me. But I ain't talking about none of that. I'm talking about the eternal life that was in Jesus Christ when he walked the shores of Galilee is in my heart. And the eternal life that was in Peter later on was then walking in Jesus Christ. Wasn't in Peter, was it? It was in Jesus. Can you see it from that? Can you see what I've been driving at a long time from that? I told you, I said people got upset at me and everything for talking a little personal, and it'd probably be worse. Because, see, when it gets out and people hear things about you and you say things, they'll think you're talking about yourself and all this, that, and the other. And they'll think you're really building up yourself and trying to make yourself something. I told you, I can take the anointing I've got and sell fried ice cream. You think I don't know how to fill this church up? You're wrong. I can go tell the truth and fill this church up next week. Now you just take that home, stick it in your hat, and think about it. I don't have to tell no lies. I can tell the truth and empty up a lot of churches. I can tell physical things. So then you'll know that I'm not wanting a church full of people unless the people wants to be in here. Now I'd love to see this church. I wish that we have so many people here that we had a church reaching from here to Lake Lanier. and it's stacked full of people and having five services a day, and they'd have to take it time about coming in. I wish we had it. That's where I'd love to preach right now. But see, that's not it. I want just what God wants to send in here. I pray every time I pray, Lord, send in who you want to send in and take out who you want to take out. Because bigger the group, fine if they're all true. If not, mixed multitudes what messed up Israel. See, then we're doing fine. We pay our bills and get along. So it's hard sometimes to walk in here and just see my family. Maybe Brother Darty sometimes not here. Just look around, you know, and look back there. Maybe Brother Tatum's not here. Just look around. It'd just be just a little handful, about 10 of us or 12. That's hard on a preacher because he'd love to preach, and he thinks he's got the message in which people could see it. But then reality is involved, too, that Jesus had 12. That's all he had. See, now I wish his church was full. But now I don't want to go out there and get nobody to bring them in here and use that selling fried ice cream. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want them to come here because they want to come here. I told them the other day, talking about Brother Colley, I've said this many times. They've asked me years ago, when the brothers down in Atlanta started coming into the message out there at the plant, they said, Brother Dale, come on down here. Said, there's enough of us right here. Said, we'll get a building. And said, you can pastor us right here. And said, Brother Colley and them's right there. Said, it won't be nothing for them to drive. Said, there's just few up there with y'all. Said, y'all can drive down here. I said, Brother, that might be so. But I said, if I'd come to Atlanta for anybody, I'd come to Atlanta for Brother Colley. I said, I would. I said, that's my brother, and he's the closest brother I've got in the Lord, you know, because being here with me, assistant pastor and everything else, and been with me all these years. I said, he's my brother in the Lord. And I said, if I went to Atlanta for anybody, I'd go to Atlanta for him. But I said, never have went for him. And I'm not coming for you. So you'd say, well, that's an odd way of looking at it. That might be, but I found a seventh seal that way. You find it your way, see, you think the way you want to, but I found the seventh seal being odd. You know, I didn't make myself that way, I just found it that way, and it come down here, and here I am just as odd as the rest of them was as in the Bible. You think it wasn't odd when Isaiah walked out there and said, a virgin shall conceive? Now, you think that wasn't odd? You think it wasn't odd when a man would lay on his side for 300 and something days? And then turn over and lay on the other side for so many days, you think that wasn't odd? You think it wasn't odd for a prophet one day to strip his clothes off naked when the Bible tells you not to do that? Leave your clothes on and everything? You think that wasn't odd for him to walk out there and go down through them streets naked to be in a type to them to show? You think it wasn't odd one day when the Bible forbids for you to marry a harlot and things like that, and here's a prophet goes down and gets a prostitute over there and marries her and has a couple of children by? God's odd, ain't he? The Bible said he works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. You find out one of these days you're just as odd. You'll find out you've been just as odd, and then you'll find out why. Let's stand together. I didn't mean to keep you this long this morning. I thought I might preach a short message. Let's just sing, I love him. If anyone has a need, the altar's open. I believe in Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in that if you've got something in you that you want to get rid of, sickness or whatever, I believe a God of glory will take care of it. Yes. It don't make me no better person or anything to see what I've seen. To see what I've seen in the gospel don't make me no better person than anybody else. We're all just the body of Christ. God don't think no more of one than he does the other. You say, oh, yes, he does. Well, why was he fixing to kill Moses one day when he failed to circumcise his own child? He's no respecter of persons. The only way he respects any of us is what our respect according to the word is. See, in our respect in the word, he respects what we see. He respected you. Now listen, just think about it. Think about where you come from and how you come down. You had respect back there somewhere. Brother Branham said maybe your great-great-great-great-grandmother prayed for you. But she didn't know your name, did she? Did your great-great-great-great-grandmother know your name? She didn't even know it. It hadn't even been called about you, had it? But she prayed for you. See, that's why to me, I've never preached like some of these people in the message preach, that people are so lost and this and that. I'm talking about, you know, because they don't believe the message or believe the way that I believe. Think about those people as they come down. They didn't know what you know about the word. But for their time, they were the bride of Jesus Christ. And when we get to heaven, there's not going to be a great big seventh seal end time group of people off over here looking down at the rest of them. When you went to a wedding in the Old Testament, everybody took off their garments, put on the same type of garments and sat down. They wasn't no rich, they wasn't no poor, they wasn't no separation. It was all one, wasn't it? That's what I believe heaven will be. But let's just sing that if anyone has a need and the altar's open. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. If you need healing, now sing it this way. He heals me. He heals me. Because he first loved me. And by his stripes I'm healed. Now I'm free. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Sing it again to him. Reach out and touch the Lord. What is the Lord? Your own personal revelation. God is an object of worship. He's a person. Then that means his revelation would have to be personal to you. He can speak to you and me at the same time, but he's still personal. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. Anyone have anything to say before we dismiss? Remember to pray this afternoon for Brother Hantus. We bring the message tonight. Lord willing, we'll try to have our foot washing communion. We missed it last month, but we'll try to have it tonight. So just pray one for another. And did you take up spoken word? Just after, when we dismiss, we'll just put, don't forget if you don't, you didn't get one of the books last Sunday, then there. If anybody has anything for the spoken word that you want to send, just bring it by and we'll send it on to them. And just, I appreciate you The Lord appreciates you. Because you're who he works through and you're his revelation. You'll see it when we get more into the Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Read that message over and over. And watch what he says about you in there. Watch why he talks about the church. He even says she's part of the mystery.
Yes.
If she's part of the mystery, then somebody would have to preach about her and tell somebody about her, wouldn't it? Now we got to know the mystery. Then somebody had to preach and tell the people about the church. Wasn't that what the prophet was doing? One time he got so personal with it till he was fixing to pray from somebody and he started to pray. He said, the church of the living God called for you, Satan, to come out of this person.
Amen.
Now that's getting down there pretty personal, ain't it? That meant to me, now, the way I think, that meant that the whole church was pulling into that one place. He just spoke as that one person representing that whole church, and the faith of that whole church was facing that devil. It might have been a little man over in Africa. He might have felt a little funny. You know, he might have thought...